Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Recap. It's a recap of things that have already happened for the week of April 15th, 2019, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. This week, coming out on DVDs are three different animated movies that will make your geek heart bust with excitement. First, you have Dragon Ball Z Super Broly. This is the movie that came out a few months ago. Then you have Batman Hush, which is an adaptation of one of the best Batman stories ever. And then finally, then you have the Justice League versus the Fatal Five, which will introduce Jessica Cruz as the newest Green Lantern. So, you're going to have a lot of animated stuff to watch this week. For TV pages, Monday, nothing really special, no. For Tuesday, ABC has the finale of The Rookie. For Wednesday, CBS has the premiere of The Amazing Race, and Sci-Fi has the finale of The Magicians. For Thursday, CBS has the premiere of Life in Pieces, and Information Discovery has the Face of Evil premiere. For Friday, For Saturday, HBO has Black Klansman, that's a premiere. And for Sunday, CBS has Motown 60, a Grammy celebration, and Madam Secretary, but that's a finale. For box office results, for fifth place you have Dumbo, fourth place Pet Sematary, third place Hellboy, second place Little, and in first place Shazam. I finally got to see that this past weekend. Go check it out if you haven't. For movies, on Wednesday you have the premiere of Penguins, and on Friday you have The Curse of La Llotja. I think that's how you say it. For DVDs, you have Glass, and like I previously mentioned, Dragon Ball Z Super Broly, Batman Hush, and Justice League versus the Fatal Five. For online services, for Netflix, you have Season 1 of Lunatics, Season 2 of Samantha, and Something Great. For Hulu, you have Season 1 of Rami, and for Prime, you have Bosch Season 5 premiering. For video games, you have World War Z. I hope it's based off the book and not that very horrible movie. I'm sorry, that movie was just horrid. For GUI News, trivia Monday at Fallout from 8 to 10 p.m. You have new episodes of GUI Nights, Smack My Pitch Up, Geek Father, and our very first episode of Booze Clues will be dropping on Saturday the 20th. It was recorded on a live show from the 7th, so stay tuned for that. Speaking of Blue's Clues, Booze Clues is our monthly show and podcast investigating the hows and whys of the world's most spirited headlines. The next episode is going to be taping on the 5th of May, which is at the Dark Room in the historic Richmond Hofheimer building. Join Booze Clues host Mike the Hobbit Bickett, along with a cavalcade of comedians, podcasters, and performers, as an investigation slash riff of drunken crimes and debaucheries from around the world. Doors open at 6 p.m., and while the show will be starting at 7 p.m. So after the brewery's close, you can pop over and see our live show and still be in time for Game of Thrones. It is 21 and up only, but it's free, so nothing to lose there. For one more thing, last week was Star Wars Celebration in Chicago. You might have seen the teaser trailer for Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. There's been more than enough chatter and speculation of what was seen and heard in it. Other news that came out of Chicago was EA's newest Star Wars game called Jedi Fallen Order. The story centers around Jedi Padawan Cal Kestis, who survived Order 66 and is hiding from the Empire while it makes its ascension into power. Well, something happens and Cal is being chased by Purge Troopers, which are the melee-focused troopers trained to hunt Jedi down. Now, if you know anything about recent EA games, you may be cringing a lot due to EA's reputation about having to buy the game and then having to buy all the extras to play the game completely. Well, EA has stated that this will be a single-player-only game. It will not include microtransactions nor loot boxes. This is some great news for old-school gamers like myself who want to buy a game once and be able to enjoy the in-game completely. Also, I don't like getting pwned by some 12-year-olds with more time on their hands than brains. This game will be coming out in mid-November, just in time for Christmas. This has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, do us. Email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.